turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big
money at Menards. Hey, this is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. I started this company because I was fed up with cheap clothes that didn't last and a system that shipped manufacturing overseas. We believed we could still make incredible hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in the U.S. with American cotton, American factories, and people earning real wages. That's what American Giant stands for, building clothes that actually last. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
What's something you think you might be the only person who does? Like a little personal tic or habit?
For a long time, I thought I was the only person. Now, we're going way back into, like, childhood. I thought I was the only person who, well, saw floaties in their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the only person who, when they, like, pushed on their eyes with their eyes closed, would start seeing lasers and lights and weird things happen.
Did it blow your mind when you found out others could do that?
Kind of, yeah. But there's not really a lot that I think I'm the only one who does it anymore, because the internet has shown me that anything I thought may have been weird about me, the rest of the weirdos just, I stopped here and they kept on going.
I agree with you. Like, I used to, I mean, where there was a time where I thought I was the only one who might touch myself in any way. You know what I mean? Like, you go, never talked about that at all until college, until we had a roommate who was so unabashedly open about it, where you go, oh, well, I was ashamed because I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm with Joe in that, like, as time has gone on, everything that I've thought that I have to be the only idiot who does this, and it turns out a bunch of people do.
Yep. People are texting them in. This one, Hot Wings, this person isn't the only one because it's something you do. I like to see how far I can walk with my eyes closed before I get freaked out and have to open them. Now, they're doing it in public. Hot Wings likes to do it in his house and play I'm blind.
Yeah, I haven't done it in public, I don't think. I mean, I probably have at some point, like on a sidewalk.
He's playing in the majors where he could get hit by cars.
I wouldn't even want to do that indoors at a shopping mall or something.
No, I wouldn't either. I would be too embarrassed.
How about this? This will be a good challenge for us. Let's go to a Target or something, and we all just walk around with our eyes closed, and we'll see who gets the best thing. Who gets
the
most?
We have to buy something?
Yes. We have to go through, pick one item, and go through checkout, eyes still closed, and you only open them once you get outside.
I don't even think I could find the checkout.
We might be in there for hours.
Forever. Yeah.
Just have to find some old woman and go, could you please grab my elbow and walk me to the front?
This text. I thought I was a weirdo because I could feel ASMR before I knew it was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a haircut triggers it growing up. And so I would get the tingles I'd get a haircut, and I was super embarrassed, like I was doing something wrong.
Oh, that was my favorite part of getting my haircut, when they shave your neck or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it used to tickle so bad.
Love it.
This another text. I've noticed I often sniff when I enter a room, and I think people probably think I'm on cocaine or something. Like when they enter the room, they're
like, it's so obvious.
It's a weird, like, how does that start?
Like smelling the air. I don't know. That's a interesting one.
Yeah, the ASMR one. That was when we talked about that, when people all at once found out that it was a thing, because articles started coming out. I had the same thought, like, oh my God, that feel like there was a specific Simpsons scene that did it for me, and I never understood it. Never understood it until then, or never realized that that was something other people.
I'm so
was
jealous,
that Patty and Selma.
Yes.
What does that stand for? ASMR.
I don't remember.
Rachel?
It's autonomous sensory meridian response.
That's right. And so the people who get it, it might be a tingling in the back of their head.
I get it quite frequently. It feels, like a tingly helmet is on my head. It's very relaxing. Yeah. I have a hard time getting to sleep, so I use ASMR videos a lot. They're very helpful.
Have you gotten any advertisements for that app called Relax?
I haven't, no.
Yeah.
Boy, it really wants me to do it, and I am mesmerized. There's just a...
Like the marbles going across.
Yes,
like
the ads. I'm like, I don't want to watch your app. I want you to send me the device that moves those marbles like that. Mm-hmm. There's one where it's just like they're dragging like a small rake through sand around
in a garden type deal. Yeah.
I don't want to watch it on the app. I want that device in my room so I can stare at it.
Yeah, that's...
I know.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real thing the first time I was looking at it.
And then I clicked on it. Now it keeps telling me I want it. I don't want it.
It's just an app, though.
It's just videos.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about this? I like to flush the toilet halfway through peeing and see if I can finish before the toilet's done flushing.
I've done that before.
I mean, I have done that. But usually I think, oh, no, I flushed too early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just trying to save time.
Right.
I'll bet I feel like I'm the only one who, even in the summertime, I'll put on the space heater when I need to sit on the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably. Even if it's hot? You need to get a bidet, because then you could have a heated seat. The way you like heat.
But the thing is, I don't like to sit on a heated seat. Like, I don't like, to me...
You are the princess and the pea, Hot Wings.
It feels weird. I think it's because...
I want heat to hit my body, not sit on
heat. Well, yeah, it's true because...
What am I, an egg?
I think it comes from when you're, you grow up in a house with other people or when you're in a public toilet. There's nothing more uncomfortable and sad feeling than when you sit down and the seat's warm.
That's different.
Yeah, I know. You get used to it, though, because you know it's your... It's not...
Yeah, I'm sure I would, but that doesn't bother me. It's just...
Somebody put a surprise bidet in your house and you sat down, it was warm. That would be uncomfortable.
Be shocking.
I like the warmth, but I like the sound too. I like the white noise of it. I love white noise.
This one, my girlfriend hates this one. I like to leave my zipper down when I leave the house as a game so that I can try to discreetly close it without anyone noticing.
What? That sounds like you're some kind of a pervert.
I think it seems like you're edging towards a crime.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
The ultimate crime is almost being a creep.
Oh.
Or the ultimate thrill.
Another time that I zipped up without being noticed. Yeah, that does seem like you're trying to figure out other ways to not be noticed doing something perverted.
This one. Does anyone else hate when their comforter and their top sheet don't line up at the top,
mm-hmm.
the end that's on the chest?
Mm-hmm.
My wife rolls around in her sleep, so about every other day I have to line them up and stand up while ducking to miss the fan and shake the comforter and sheet until they line up, then fall back with them in my chest. My wife hates it because it wakes her up. I can see both of your problems.
Yeah, I could see that. I would not get up to do that in the middle of the night. I mean, I don't like it if I, the bed starts to get all messy and but I'll just take the comforter down and then resituate everything and put it back. But so I do like, you're definitely not alone in liking things in alignment.
Well, yeah, especially with sheets.
Yeah.
This is a very strange one. It says, I've been doing this since I was a teenager. If I accidentally hit my head on something, I pretend to be knocked out for at least 10 minutes and then get up when I realize no one's going to indulge my dramatic behavior.
Oh my God, that's so needy. Yeah.
If you saw that more than once from a person and they just got up, you would just ignore them because you're like, I'm not doing this dumb game.
Also, 10 who has 10 minutes every time they might hit their head?
I hit my head regularly.
Yeah, right?
I have more so look around to make sure nobody saw it because I feel so stupid.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the pain goes... I get over dramatic about it sometimes because I feel like that makes the pain go away. Like, really making loud noises, even if it doesn't hurt that bad, if it's just kind of a sting. Like, it's not going to make a bump. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll still go, ah!
Yeah, react like you just died.
Yeah.
Like you got shot like Forrest. Because something bit me!
Yeah,
preemptively scream.
Yeah.
This is a weird ice cream behavior. Quote, I blow on my ice cream, I guess to cool it off.
Wow.
That is strange.
So anything that's the wrong temperature, I guess.
Breath will fix it.
Yeah.
If it's too cold, if your front teeth are super sensitive, like I know some people who are, maybe it does like heat it up so it's not as cold, because your breath has got to be hotter than the ice cream.
Well, yes.
I would hope so. Yeah. You're dead otherwise.
Or you have a frozen mouth.
Or you have
soup. So maybe that's
soup.
Why.
Yeah.
I do with egg sandwiches. Like, it's not because anything's too hot. I just like egg sandwiches, especially if they got cheese on them, to be room temperature. And I think I'm the only person who does that. I love.
You like egg sandwiches room temperature.
Yeah. I'll make it hot, obviously, and then I let it sit for a couple hours.
Oh, I thought you meant egg salad. I thought you meant like
no, like eggs.
Out.
Like
okay. Even so, like you like cold eggs.
I love cold eggs. I think cold eggs are delicious. I'll eat them hot
that's
too.
So
I love
funny.
Them hot.
Like I'm always telling, like Liam hates eggs. He'll eat them, but he's mad about it every time. And I go, it'd be better if you'd eat them warm. Nobody likes cold eggs.
Eat them cold. Throw some salsa in them.
They
oh
get
my
all
God.
Rubbery.
So. Yeah, I don't like cold, but I'm with you on room temp, or at least just that I don't want it right out of like the wrapper steaming hot.
Yeah, it smells weird.
I don't want it.
This one, it smells weird. I wonder if anyone has this. I like to rub the tip of my nose, and after a while it starts to feel really nice, and I get a mild sensation, not unlike an orgasm.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. I've never tried that before.
Anybody else want to rub their nose right now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I wonder how long I would have to do that.
When someone else gently rubs between my eyes, like, or barely touches it, that used to happen.
Like, do you rub in a circular motion or up and down or side to side? Like, there's a lot of ways.
I'm going to sit on my left hand and try it like it's a stranger. I think that might help. I just don't think it's going to work.
I did it upwards of 11 seconds and nothing happened, so yeah. Now I'm bored.
I'm glad that you were all trying to get aroused at work just now.
They said not unlike an orgasm. It's not like you're going to have a nose blow.
Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah, what happened? Is that what happens? If you keep rubbing, it's like an orgasm, but you shoot snot out of your face.
You just sneeze uncontrollably.
Oh, like the let it go kid?
Yeah.
Or let it, is it let it go? Yeah.
Let it go, yeah.
Yeah, it just starts to drip out. It prees a little bit, and you have to suck it back in. Gross.
Does anyone else wiggle their foot when they're falling asleep?
Sometimes I get a twitch, but
no, yeah. I wiggle it I like I'm waiting for a doctor's appointment that I'm anxious about the results I'm going to see.
I wiggle my feet when I'm sleeping, yeah. I feel like a cricket.
Yeah. I'm sure it's annoying.
It's super annoying.
I bet it
this
is.
This is why it's wonderful that I don't go to bed at the same time as my boyfriend, because it would drive him nuts.
Yeah.
No, I try and get as still as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does, I mean, logically, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.